Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Bolzano Film Festival. I'm with Aisha Polat, who's here to present In Competition in the Blind Spot. Im Tosel Winken, I don't know if I pronounce it right. So welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So first of all, you just presented your film to the audience today in Bolzano. How was it? And what's your first impression of this festival?
It's the first time I'm in Bozen. I'm very impressed already from the city, and I know Vincenzo, you know, long ago, and it was very nice, as he said to me, he wants to show it here in the competition. It was nice. It was it was in the afternoon. There were people there, and the questions were nice. I enjoyed it to be here.
What do you think about this competition and the idea of Vincenzo, the festival of, thinking about special place in which Bolzano is located, but metaphorically speaking, putting down the walls, the imaginative walls we have?
Yeah, I mean, I think this idea of multiculturalism is very impressive, and also it is the city in itself with this history and the different bilingual and bicultural. It's very impressive, and I think it is. In my case, it's very important because I'm, I was born in Turkey, but I'm now living most of my lifetime in Germany. I'm German, and being in two cultures and living in two languages in a way. I mean, I would say I'm German with Kurdish roots. But still, I have two languages, and I'm two. I grew up in two landscapes, and I think the good thing is between these two cultures and landscapes, there can be born a third one, which is nice, and it's also like in cinema, it's nice. You have the image you're showing, and sometimes there are this holds where you don't show the images, and in the mind of the viewer, the third image is born, and which is, cinematic and great. And therefore, I think it has only advantages to being a multicultural.
What's the genesis of In the Blind Spot? I know that it's the third film of a trilogy.
The trilogy is about, if you put it down, it's about a trauma, a personal and collective trauma, and the traces to the society, to the single person. That's the, starting point of this trilogy. And the first movie, it was more this personal family trauma. Second one was this Armenian trauma, the trace of the genocide of the Armenians in the Kurdish part of Turkey. And this one is about, about the Kurdish people and the trauma of this, always being fought. And in the 90s, where people were kidnapped and killed, and still people not talking about it.
I read that in this case, you wanted to not only show, the side of the victims, but also the one of the perpetrators. Why did you think and did you feel the need to show both sides?
Because normally we know the side of the victims, and it's like Emma. We know it's horrible. It's sad. It's unbelievable. But I thought, I would like to see how the other side. There must be effects. I mean, because they have the power on the side. Still doesn't mean it doesn't affect them, and to show, if you kill someone, if you kill because of the race, of the religion, of anyway, because it doesn't match to your vision of what a nation has to be, in a moment it will leave a trace, and maybe not on you, but just your children, And on the other side, also to have this concept of nation, of, which is based on control mechanism, to say, system, it means when you build up the system, it will eat itself, it will destroy itself. Maybe in 10 years, maybe in 20 years, but at one point it will destroy itself because it's so inhuman. And I believe in, you know, humanity, that at one point it will start to make, not a revolution, but it will start to say something, to do something against it, to get out of it. And also this system, this paranoid system, is system of control. It means that it's very, you know, black and white system. And the moment you make a mistake, you're suddenly on the other side and you can be killed. And this was for me also, you know, we know the victim side, but to see, to show them also, you know, yeah, maybe you have the power, but this, what you do, will destroy your power. Maybe in 10 years, in 20 years, but it is, because it is, it includes in the system.
I was talking about the film with my colleagues, and I wanted to know more about, let's say, the supernatural elements of the film. I mean, how did you play with that? How did you play with the fact that we don't always understand what we're seeing, if the people we're seeing are real or not? I mean, how did you play with this?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, it was like, for me, it was important to catch the different layers of the subject and to say, even though you don't talk about the subject, you don't show it, it will, you know, and this blind spot is like the spot where the past, the oppressed past, is living. And the film says, you know, after a while, this blind spot will give birth to ghosts. To ghosts who will go and look up for people to put them in them to be seen. You know, the ghosts, they will make themselves to be seen, to be named. And they take this girl, which is kind of a medium for it, and in her is this the soul of a kidnapped man, young man. And this was kind of very, from the subject, or more very like in horror genre, and therefore a mystery horror genre. And therefore I said, okay, this is the perfect genre to grasp, you know, to show, to make this, you know, tactable, to make it feelable, you know, touchable, tangible, you know. And this was for me very important, to show that this girl who has a kind of seventh, eighth sense of seeing things, and so this genre is, you know, the best match for this movie.
Today I was talking to Christine Meyer as well, and there's in the cinema, in the other room, there's a chair, a pink chair, with the written female view on it. And that made me thought about a question that I often ask women directors, because I often hear this idea that there's this female gaze, that this female view in women directors. Do you think is there such a women gaze?
What I realize is, you know, when I sit in juries, you know, like script juries, production juries, or film juries, I often realize that when they're men, they don't. No, I often realize there are scripts, films, where the woman, how the woman is described, shown, has a very male gaze. And sometimes also women write and direct women like from a male gaze. And the male gaze is very much, it's like, for me, it has reached a point, I can't see it anymore. This very beautiful young woman in love with an older man, you know, and you don't know why, but you know, it starts from this point. And I think it's in a good way. I don't know if I could say if a female gaze, I can say that because the film was always you know, made mostly by men, there is this male gaze and the very voyeuristic and very kind of, voyeuristic way of also how they showed women, you know, in a kind of, you know, often, you know, like they want to show how unequal they are, you know, they fight for the rights of the woman. You know? I said, no, and it's also kind of, oh, this poor woman, you know, and this is, no, yeah, I think there is a female gaze, and the female gaze is more, I think it's more complex. It's more also, I was talking in Turkey at the festival with a female director. I'm saying, it's a very, it takes time to also be, you know, also going into the details, not only roughly, but very intense, you know. And I also think that as a woman, you have to be better than a man, and, you know, you have to struggle in a way. And therefore, you are fighting, and the time, the energy you put in, I think it's more than, maybe it's not correct, but I have the image that as a woman still, I mean, nowadays things are changing, but, I mean, it's now changing, but it means it needs at least two generations until we have a kind of equality. Now, people try this, you know, they pose themselves, you know, we have to, but, and as you start to talk about movies, you feel, no, you want to have more women, but you are supporting a male gaze, you know, this is something. But still, I'm very positive. Things are changing and people are trying and are questioning. And now also listening more when you say, you know, it's a very misogyne. You know, it's not a sexistic gaze. And, you know, like 10 years ago, people didn't listen. Now they listen. I think there is also the kind of, okay, we have to change something. Hopefully it will change something. But if there's a female gaze, yeah, I think in a way, I can't say for the female gaze, I can just say that the film industry is mostly possessed by men, that, you know, always was like the producer, the directors, and so on. And they kind of always, also when they try to be universal, but they kind of have put on their point of view. And there was little room for a different view. And with the woman, there will be also another view, which just is enriching this film system.
Thank you so much, Ayşe, and good luck with the film, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Bolzano Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.